low-key feel like we've been repeating ourselves a lot these past few days. Well, at least I know I have.
Kind of, it's just kind of hard because the game's been kind of similar.
They've been kind of fucked up, though, because of the refs, though.
Yeah. Like,
that's one thing that you can always talk about. These refs is... I don't know what's going on with them niggas, bro. I don't know if they're trying to get...
And I also feel like they got too much power, man.
Like, y'all niggas trying to be
known. They could literally, like, dictate an outcome of a game, bro. Like...
Well, you gotta have referees.
Yeah, but there's gotta be, like... I don't know, they need to put something in place, or like... I get that it'll make the game longer, quote-unquote. But... it's like one of those things, like...
it's not like you can have dudes calling their own fouls now.
Mm-hmm. You said what?
It's not like you can have dudes calling their own fouls.
But there's got to be a way where they could, like, argue with some of these calls without doing a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think there should be a time limit on reviews. Like, I don't think the review should take so long. I mean, like, I think it should be a time limit on the review, because some of this should be easy to see. Like, we can see it as fans, so how can you not see it right there on the little monitor? You feel me? Like,
and like for those like big calls, like those should straight go to the headquarters, man. Straight to the headquarters. Because I feel like a lot of these refs act off emotion as well, man.
What you mean, bro?
Because, like, they actually be in the game. And, like, some people are, you know, we're all human. So, at the time when you make the call, it might seem like, oh... Like, I'm gonna call the call, so that shit. And I kind of feel like by the fans' reactions, they'd be scared to blow their whistles too. Because, you know, lately it's been crazy though. Like, some of these fans be like, I'm pretty sure they'd be all the shit that the refs be hearing during the game, like, as a human, that shit's gotta be all, like, fucking mentally, like, fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, just say, for example, if a fucking player is talking shit to the ref, the whole game complaining to the ref, what makes you think they're gonna fucking, by the fourth quarter, they're gonna make a call for that match? Even if he gets fouled hard as shit, like, they're gonna be like, oh, like, this fucking dude's been fucking yelling at me the whole fucking game. I ain't gonna cause shit for that dude. Because it's all like a human factor type of thing.
I hear what you're saying, but it's like, I don't know, bro. When you're a professional referee, like, you get trained for this. You feel me?
Yeah, I get that. But then also, man, you gotta tell me that some of those refs don't have some type of bias.
I mean, yeah, everybody got bias, but I don't know. I just don't.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
And but... who knows how many of these refs are or have betted on a game?
Right.
Because you never know, man.
Well, you have a point.
Not only them, or they'll be like, oh, like they'll tell somebody that they know. So tell like a family member, hey, bet on this team. I'm gonna call all these calls, try to get the win for them. You know? So it's like, who knows, Chuck, at the end of the day, you know?
Chuck, what do you think about the ref?
I said yesterday that they was ruining the game.
Well, Alan was just talking about
how much the refs. I feel like now we need to start doing how they do us. We need to start calling out the names of the refs. Because I know that some refs, they do call it smooth. Like, some games are officiated cool.
Oh, yeah, and then you got to tell me that the whole Scott Foster and CP3 thing, like...
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Certain people, we got to start... You see how Scott Foster got called out? Now everybody's starting to say that? Tony Brothers, too. I don't like when they call certain games either. Like, it's like they got money on the game. But
Alan was just saying that.
Yeah, Tony Brothers, I'm real hesitant to bet any money unless I see who they calling the calls for first.
Yeah, because usually they're very, like, the Tony Brothers, I usually prefer the home team for whatever reason, bro. It don't matter.
They don't want to get, they don't like getting booed and shit, I feel like.
Yeah. They mostly, for the most part, rely on the fucking refs.
They like the some of them refs, they like the reaction.
That's exactly what I've been saying.
It's a certain ref. I forgot, like, I gotta get his humans, name.
Like, as humans, they are, like, at some point, they gotta react through emotion, you know?
Nah, you can't tell me you keep getting booed or you hear this ref sucks.
That's exactly what I've been saying, bro.
Yeah, hey, look, everybody, the Warriors fans started saying last night, this ref sucks. I'm like, oh, man, not in playoffs, man. Y'all can do that throughout the regular season. But in playoffs, like, your crowd is really controlling that referee, I feel like.
Yeah.
And or his motives. But I don't feel like Scott, I don't feel like Scott Foster has anything against CP3. It's just, like, it's weird that he keep losing against you, like, when you're reffing. Right. It's like he's losing against you. They say he's 0-23 when Scott Foster referees. Now,
how does that even happen? Yeah,
yeah, like, come on.
That's, well,
too much of a coincidence.
Yeah,
Hey, but no lie, though, it's probably some other superstars that feel like, you know, like, when they see a certain ref, they like, oh, shit. It's probably something, but they're not going to say it. They're not like a Scott Foster. You know what I'm saying? If we start calling out all the refs, like, on Twitter, like, how they be, like, how the players get called out, like, don't be bitching to the ref. All right, well, tell the refs to make the right calls. If that's a foul, then call it a foul for the full game. If it's not a foul, let them play.
Today, you know what? You guys just gave me a great target to sound off on, and that's the NBA. Because how are you not cracking down on all of this? Like, you can clearly see the disparity in calls, the inconsistency in calls. I mean, the outrage from not just fans but analysts and teams and players, And the NBA is just...
Hey, NBA legends are literally calling out the refs saying that, damn, that was a horrible call. You got, what's his name, Van Gundy? Every game, he calling out
the refs. Hey, he be like, going off on
them. He like, oh, my God, here we go, watching them again. Yeah, exactly, watching the refs. It's like, can we watch the game? Or are we watching you guys control it?
And then
you guys want to control
this
the win?
This year in the playoffs, there's been a lot of ticky-tacky calls being called.
Well, I don't like, man. Like,
that too. Oh my, bro. I think that's the biggest thing. Bro, like, there's some, like, still call calls at a certain time during the game, and then not call it later on, even though it'd be the same shit.
It's the same thing, same play, same motion. They just like,
And I've heard, especially Reggie Miller, he'd be the main one saying, like, what makes the call that different than the other one before that? Like yesterday during the Warriors game, I'm not sure if you've seen it, Chuck, where there was a play by the Warriors where Jordan Poole went up in the shooting motion and they called it on the floor.
Mm.
And he was clearly off the ground already, going up, like straight up. And then same with the Grizzlies. They caught another thing where the player was going up, but they said it was on the floor. And it's like, where's the consistency of that?
Yeah, y'all, I really don't know what continuation is for the NBA no more.
Like, yeah,
I don't either. I used to know. Because I obviously, excuse me, like obviously we have a clear idea of what continuation is, and the NBA is just like blurred lines. It's just
I was confused. I'm like, what the hell is like? They talking about that's not continue. Well, I mean, two steps after the foul.
I mean, it's not even that. It's like, okay, if you pick up the ball and you're getting fouled in your like, bro, once you pick up the ball, that's your like, that, ain't that the start of your motion, like your shooting.
That's your move. Yeah, that's your move.
Yeah, like I get it. If it's on the ground, if he's still dribbling, you foul him. Then he goes. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that. But like once I pick up the ball and I'm getting fouled, and I continue. Like I'm continuing. If I'm playing defense, I'm going to continue to play defense, even if I fouled you. I don't know, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like I really didn't notice until the team that I picked to win it all was getting like bombarded with such BS. You feel me? Like in the second round, I really didn't really notice all of this until, and even in the Celtics and Bucks series in the second round, like I just noticed more of the inconsistencies with the calls. But I think we can all agree they became more profound in the second round. Like the first round, there was some inconsistencies too, but in the second round, this is just ridiculous. I mean, this is like the NBA the refathon, NBA 22 refathon. Like I'm rolling up, my bad. But yeah, one thing about what I don't understand is if the refs are getting so much scrutiny and backlash, I don't understand why they don't correct themselves. Like I really don't get. And then on top of that, like do they even really care? Like, do they really even care at this point? Yeah. Because I mean, nothing's being done.
I mean,
we're still getting inconsistencies in the play. The refs don't care,
and the refs don't care either. You can look at the ref's face and tell they don't care. They get booed by the whole world. They go right on home.
Especially Scott Foster. Scott Foster don't give a damn.
Nah, them Tony brothers who I was referring to, them motherfuckers, they look at each other. Like,
Oh, it's two of them that you're talking about when you say Tony brothers.
Yeah, it's the brothers. Yeah,
bro,
brothers.
They literally be coaching like at the same time. I mean,
they're coaching. They're coach. At the same time. Whoever they want to win.
Bro, they literally be like rapping like the same game. They bro, have you ever seen the Tony brothers separated?
No.
Nope.
I mean, not saying nah, but like, nah, cause I don't know what you're talking about, but like, nah, I don't know.
It's
who
always
you're talking
both
about.
Of them.
At the same game.
It's always both of them. That's why they the brothers. We don't refer to them as separate names.
Oh, so they're not really blood brothers, but they just be working together all the time.
They're blood brothers. They're the brothers. They are brothers.
Oh, my bad, bro. Slowly.
But like, they never like call them like by their single name, their single first name. They like they always refer to them as Tony brothers.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That was a way. Yeah, that's a better way of putting it on me.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like kind of rough.
They're not individuals.
Yeah, basically,
they're a whole team.
You either take them both at,
hey, like you want us both at that game, or
you don't get them.
54-50. Oh, going into the third. Oh, start of the third.
You gotta start the game, gentlemen. Who y'all got winning this, pulling this game out?
You know, Phoenix.
Oh,
I said it last time.
You know, I don't remember everything. Feel me?
Phoenix in six.
You got selective memory, remember?
No, I know. Y'all got selective memory.
Nah, that was you.
Yeah, no, that's you. Fuck, y'all had me fucked up. Time I wrote a clip.
So, is the Warriors series over? Yeah.
Bro, is the Heat series over? Like, Are we declaring that over? Is Philly going to win back in Philly?
It's over if Harden doesn't show up.
What about Joel Embiid? Hey, he was not playing like himself today.
He had a bad game.
He was so mad about that MVP. I don't even want to hold this shit. Yeah. I don't even want to hold this win. He was so mad about that, you could tell. He was more mad about that than anything. Then he got smacked in his eye again. He like, man, today is not his. Today was not Joel's day. It just wasn't.
Damn, I feel where you coming from on that.
It really was. Yeah, he got smacked in his eye twice. His back started hurting. I'm like, yeah, damn, you getting fucked up today, man.
So, yeah, it's over. Hard to show up. The War Series is definitely over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because John Moran is out, of course. You feel me? Of course.
They got blown out by 30 with him.
I mean, Dylan Brooks wasn't playing in that game, man. As much as you want to say Dylan Brooks ain't stopping.
What did Dylan Brooks do yesterday?
Bro, hold on. Like I was saying, Dylan Brooks and Stephen Adams didn't play in that game. That's one. Two, like I said, bro, the Warriors are an aberration type team. Like the way they shot that night, like they haven't shot like that this entire series. That was one game. So I was like, the teams get.
Hey, you really trying to sit here and say Stephen Adams and Dylan Brooks? I like both.
Bro, what? But did you hear that last point I just said? That was an aberration. Like they have not shot anything close to that the rest of the series. Even when they didn't play against Ja. So I'm just saying, the Warriors not all that, man. They're not going to the finals. They almost lost to Memphis without Ja. Like what?
But you were saying that
you were just saying that they was good without Ja.
Bro, the Grizzlies should not have been the Warriors didn't have a lead until like the final 2 minutes of the game. Like what?
That's hey, low-key though, they the came way, out bro, not. Hold on. Nah, they came bro. Out playing through the motions.
Nah, bro. I don't want to hear none of that. Because the way y'all talk about Golden State, that shouldn't have been no contest. Straight up.
Do not understand what I just said, though?
What'd you just say?
I said they were playing through the motions the whole game.
Who?
The Warriors.
Bro, what do you mean playing through the motions? What the hell does that mean? What?
Like they were isoling, taking some bullshit jumpers.
Bro, this is a game. This is not a game full of emotions. That's for movies. You heard Giannis. Come on, bro. Like, what are you talking about emotions? Like, bro, you better. These the Warriors, right? What happened to championship DNA? You were saying that in the chat. Experience. I'm just saying, bro. I don't want to hear nothing about no going through the motion. Don't bring that up as an excuse when they do.
You real passionate for a guy who picked Memphis to win it all, and they're
bro, what they got, bro?
Okay, you made it around further. Okay, great job. Next year,
Barely.
All right, bro. Yeah, you feel me? When the NBA wants to suspend all that. Now I'm gonna NBA want to suspend players for flagrant twos. Next. You feel me? Hey, not suspend other players for
but we can teams. Say the same thing about y'all.
About who?
About the Grizzlies.
About what?
If the Timberwolves didn't blow 20-point leads, y'all wouldn't even have
oh
been.
Oh my God. Here That's like we the
same
go.
Point you're trying to make.
Here we go. How is it like the same point I'm trying to make? How? Let me so know.
You're
how?
Trying to get the
Grizzlies actually came back and won those games. There was no, oh, a player's not playing here and a player's not playing there.
Okay, and then that's what the Warriors did. They came back and won.
But that shouldn't have – bro, the Grizzlies and Timberwolves, those were two, quote-unquote, evenly matched teams. You feel me? With the Warriors playing the Grizzlies without Ja, that should be a mismatch, right? Y'all saying the Warriors are going to the finals, so they should be – at least, not head and shoulders, but at least a notch better than the Grizzlies without Ja Morant. Shouldn't have been that close. It shouldn't have come down to what it came down to. It shouldn't have come down to Curry flopping on a four on a hey, defense.
The game that the Grizzlies right, won, they only won by five.
Like, what was that, bro? Like, what was that? It looked like a little contact.
It was no contact. It was, bro. It was like the slot, bro. That was a. You gonna tell me that was a flop?
Desmond Bane a skinny dude, huh?
Nah, hold on.
I'm just asking.
Are you really about to sit here and defend that call?
Hey, it was
like Curry didn't get feel no contact.
It was a push though. Look, it was a push though, but Curry saw it.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, that's all I'm saying.
But it was a push regardless. It was a push.
Yeah, he put his hands on him. Like, of course he's going to sell it at that point. He can't grab it no more.
He barely touched him. He barely.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. He sold it.
That's what I'm saying, too. That's all I'm saying. He barely touched him and Curry flopped. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, so they could call the call.
You're trying to argue me about it like, dang, bro.
You're telling me that you're getting out-rebounded by Steph Curry? So you decide to push from the back?
Bro, he didn't push him that hard. He flopped harder than he got pushed. Like, bro, go on. Go back and watch the play, bro. And then go back and watch
the
replay.
He sold it, bro. We're safe. He sold it. We're agreeing.
Bro, go watch the replay from the left angle, bro.
I don't have to watch it. I know.
Yeah, apparently.
Like, we know he sold it. We're just saying, you feel me? Like, you getting boxed out. Bro, he's going up, bro. Why you putting no contact?
If you're not supposed to be in that position. Allen, bro, you play basketball. You're going up for a rebound, right? Especially, like, up for it. Like you got your eyes on the ball.
Okay, but you're telling me that you're gonna let Steph Curry out rebound you? You're telling me Steph Curry's gonna get in position before you do?
Dude, he was already there when the shot was up. Like, what do you go back and look at the play? Like, what do you like? Desmond Bain is on offense, not defense.
That's why you get a shot up. You look for the nearest body. Who was the nearest body near?
That's what he did. Bro. He found that body, but he didn't push him
behind
down,
him,
bro. Oh my god. Y'all killing me with this, bro. Y'all,
that could have been the over the back call, too.
What? Oh my god. I'm done. Like, ain't no way in hell y'all selling me on this. No way. But look,
I'm just saying, your Grizzlies had the chance to win the game, but due to their lack of
experience, they chucked
some bullshit, dog.
I don't know about none of that. Since John Morant didn't play, and Dylan Brooks is retarded as hell. I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Jerry Jackson, too. Dumbass three. When they were only down by two. Before that Dylan Brooks shot.
No, that was after the Dylan Brooks shot.
That ugly-ass fadeaway that he tried shooting.
The fadeaway?
That was, bro, you have plenty of time. Go get a quick two, because supposedly they can't guard you in the paint. They're too small, right? So go get a quick two.
That boy Draymond locked him up 1-on-1. He tried to ISO Draymond.
You saw what he said, the volume? He said, y'all ain't doing that to me.
Yeah, you not like y'all that. Think Come y'all on, are. Bro. Jerry, I don't what? You not like that. He just played against Jokic.
Like, come on, man. I was just trying to tell y'all that.
Steven Adams wasn't even in.
Bro, Steven Adams played a good ass game though. Like y'all,
okay,
man,
but he didn't play the crucial minutes in the last minutes for a reason.
He put in good minutes. Like I told you, he would. Like you feel me? I don't want to hear about none of that. We'll take it back. He was not unplayable.
Clearly, he was.
He was not unplayable, bro. He played 27 minutes. You call that unplayable?
Okay, but you still get out rebounded by the Warriors.
But stop talking to me, bro. John Morant didn't play.
You can out rebound. John Morant
didn't play. John Morant didn't play.
Like, okay,
so what that mean? Bro, that's a cool 9 rebounds right there. You smacking your lips like he not averaging like almost a triple double for the playoffs.
Maybe 4 or 5 rebounds. Nine,
what?
Kind
Man,
of
you a guy said 9 rebounds a game.
Go check
your stats, bro. Go check.
Bro, I didn't say 9 rebounds a game. I'm saying he can get you 9 rebounds. You feel me?
But is he gonna get you now? You say
yeah,
he can.
Well, would he get him? Yeah, bro. It's a lot of what ifs over there, man.
But you know what? Okay,
y'all want to take it there?
Y'all want to take it there? All right.
He could get.
Hey,
y'all want to take it there? All right, check this out. Hold on.
He averages 5.7 rebounds. You telling me he's gonna get you now?
Hold on. You looking at his season averages? That's what you're looking at.
No, I'm looking at season. I'm about to look at his playoff ones.
Oh, right now. Go ahead, because he got 9 rebounds in the first game against Golden State. I'm looking at the second right here. Oh, 8 rebounds in the second game. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know. But look at this game. You feel me? Hold on. Another game where he got hurt. Only 3 rebounds, but he got hurt. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. He's capable, though. He's capable. We knew, bro. When he came into the league, we knew he was going to.
The comparisons were Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook.
Those were the raw comparisons coming into the league. You feel me? So that's what I'm saying, bro.
So you're telling me Jordan Poole You're telling me Jordan Poole with his fingers bruised his knee, supposedly, according to the injury report? He has a bruised knee, supposedly. You're telling me that Jordan Poole's fingers is going to bruise you?
I didn't say that.
No, but I'm saying, like, from last time, you were saying that it was intentional, that he was trying to hurt the man.
Bro, I said, so
you're telling me his fingers about bruised his own knee?
Because I said on the record, I'm not saying Jordan Poole injured John Morant. I said that before I went into my whole little spiel about what happened.
But that, whatever it did, obviously re-aggravated something. Obviously, because, bro, that was weird, bro. You snatched my nigga meniscus.
Okay, so you're telling me that's going to bruise you. That's what you're telling me.
The way he like, giggled in the middle of that was like...
You're telling me that's going to bruise me?
You. Nah, Alan. Oh, Alan was talking, he was like, and then he kept going.
Because it's funny, you're telling me that bruises you?
Bro. He already had a bruise there, and you snatched his meniscus.
Bro, like, you could pull my knee right now, and I could 100% guarantee that you ain't bruising my knee.
Bro, his knee could have been bruised already before his meniscus got snatched by Jordan Poole. So
fucking weak. Not for real though, but you really think? I think it's more than the bruise though.
I don't know, bro. You might be out
for the rest of the playoffs. It's more than the bruise.
And that's what I'm saying. When he snatches meniscus, no, all like Joseph's. All right, bro. Like you, I've had little meniscus issues before. Like that knee area, where especially where he grabbed, is super sensitive. That's not a joke, and we can't. As much as y'all, I'm sorry. Hold on. As much as y'all say, oh, he didn't pull it that hard. There's no telling. There's no telling how hard he pulled on his knee, bro, because we're not John Morant. We're not Jordan Poole. There's really no telling what happened, how he tweaked it, how hard he grabbed it. It's just a replay.
I ain't gonna lie, though. The replay makes it look worse than what it really is. Have you seen it in real time?
I did see it in real time.
That shit's like a little quick, like a little tap.
Yeah, I mean. That's what it looked like in real time, but you don't know how it feels in real time, though, because, you know what I'm saying? It look, feel, same, different. Same. But I don't know. It's weird. It's all weird. At this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, it obviously wasn't meant to be, you feel me? I was just taking my chances on the Grizzlies, you know what I'm saying? I could have picked a better team, or not a better team, but a team that was more, you know, likely to go all the way. But I want to ride with a team that, you feel me? I could put my heart into, you know, and Warriors. Me, I was not going to be on that little Warriors train with everybody else. I mean, it's not even just y'all, bro. It's like Stephen A. Like, all the Warriors. The Warriors, like, bro, no. Like, y'all was on KD and Kyrie just like this. I'm all
hey, they KD was number and one. Kyrie. Remember, they were dominating before the injuries.
Who?
The Warriors.
when was that?
Yeah, they were, bro. Beginning of the season. Beginning of the season to mid-season, and then they got Draymond got injured, then Curry got injured.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear none of that. Like,
Jordan Poole got injured, you know?
Man,
Curry came back he came back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, he looking nice. Man. That's probably why he's shooting kind of off.
Yeah, I hear y'all.
Still find his. I'm still not
backing off. The Warriors got bailed out. I mean, this is the second series in a row.
Hey, but Clay's finding his defense.
It's the second series in a row.
If anybody got bailed out, it was for sure the Grizzlies last year.
No, I don't want to hear about none of that, bro. Ain't no bailout. They won that series. I told y'all they was going to win in six. From the beginning, I told y'all that was
going to win. I mean, I had them winning, but they for sure got bailed out.
Nah, ain't no bailout, bro. John Morant sent them home.
It could have been 4-1. Literally, like,
yeah, bro. The Timberwolves, you feel me? Like, y'all want to talk about experience?
They choked in the fourth, yeah.
Me, you're talking about inexperience, man. Patrick Beverley, you're not that dude. Like,
Bro had the most experience in that series.
Hey, I hear you. On me, you like, we could talk inexperience about the Timberwolves. I just
thought about that, too.
I'm throwing 60% of the blame on Patrick Beverley at least, bro. you're supposed to be the veteran, bro.
You're at least not supposed to jack that, bro. In all seriousness,
let me finish this real quick, bro. I'll let you go, bro. For real. You're at least supposed to know when to defer. You're supposed to know you're not that dude, bro. You're supposed to know that D'Lo and Carl, Like, these dudes, bro, put the ball in the basket way better than you ever could. Ever. And you know your bro, you're supposed to know your role at this point. You're talking about you make playoffs every year, this, that, and the other, and you actually help get this team there. I'll give you credit. Patrick Beverly, oh my God, I give you credit.
It's not
any, man, bro. You
it's not only him though. Go ahead. A lot of those players don't know their roles. They be taking some dumbass shit like, bro, you're not that guy. Not only Patrick Beverly, but other players too.
Yeah, but I'm putting 60 on him because he was doing all the talking, you feel me?
Oh yeah.
And then Carl and then Carl, you getting a cool 35.
Nah, hey, I was about to say Carl need to split that with him. We in Minnesota now. We in Minnesota.
All right. I go Pat 45, Carl 45, and then I throw 10 on the coach because he just let them play.
Rookie coach. I'll give him a little pass. Still 10% though. But yeah, get a little pass.
Look, check this out. Look, the Heat and Sixers series, I mean, honestly, like at this point.
You always say that every day. You was just big pumping it though. Like, you always say that.
What you mean, bro?
You was just saying that was a series. Was you not?
It is a series. It is. No, no.
Now it's a series. Now it's a series. And he's back.
Bro. All right, bro. You gonna let me finish moderating, or you gonna keep going? Because I thought you feel me. I thought we was trying to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? It's a series, bro. It's still a series. You feel me? Like the Sixers could win Game Six. I mean, you know, I don't.
Yeah, but then it goes to
that. Sound more like CMJ right there. Thank you,
bro. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Like.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you be saying you be having some takes.
But, like, bro, I didn't even get to finish the initial soliloquy. Like,
yeah. You said last podcast, the Heat are a different team at home.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. I'm not really.
That's a flaw.
You said what?
That's a flaw for them.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It would be just like the Sixers to lose Game Six. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna take the Sixers in Game Six because I predicted. If y'all remember, I predicted this would be a 7-game series if Joel Embiid played, mm-hmm. And I'm gonna stick by that because the Heat, they not all that. Sorry, Chuck, they just not. If they were, the series would be over already. Honestly, the series would have ended, but. 2 games ago. Wait, not 2 games ago. It would have been over this game. They would have won the last game in this game. The series would have been over if the Heat were really like that. Feel me? But I don't think they like that.
The make or miss league, man. You know that.
Maybe missing a lot.
We just started, bro. Don't try and say nothing about Duncan. You barely played.
But when it comes right now, Miami's going to probably most likely beat them. Just because, one, they don't fucking play DeAndre.
I need you to speak into your mic a little bit more. You feel me? I need you to, you know, be a little clearer, concise.
I need that one again.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Listen, y'all not even let me finish because there's pieces to that team. There's pieces
no, we really tell you to like speak up.
There's pieces to that team that they need. Okay, so if Joel Embiid is playing what 33 minutes a game, who backs up Joel Embiid? Nobody.
With that Willie Green dude, he kind of solid. I ain't gonna lie.
Who?
His name Willie. He a rookie. Willie Green. Nah, he's solid. I ain't gonna lie. He's solid.
What I'm saying is, when it comes right,
he better than DJ. I ain't gonna lie. Right now, he better than DJ, bro. I don't know if you didn't see what Bam did to DJ when he started. But...
Game one, -27 on the court, bro.
Hey,
They got too many pieces to Philly in order for Philly to win.
I'm glad we got Deadman back. We ain't had him for 2 games. He's been sick.
So we all got the Heat winning the series.
Yes, sir.
But in 6 or 7,
Next game is over with.
Yeah, they got win one away.
You know, they got broke today.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you that they got broke today.
Okay, so
we played Duncan today.
So, okay, we talked. Okay, look. We talked about the refs earlier. Makai, we'll get you taking that real quick after. Let's just talk about Bucks and Celtics real quick, and then we go Mavericks Suns. Wrap it up. I gotta go.
Series.
You said what?
That's a series, bro.
Yeah, no, that's a series right there.
That's the best series. Yeah, somebody who said that. I think somebody said this might be the best series in the playoffs.
I think Makai. Actually, I was about to call him ugly again.
Ugly.
I just can't. I can't stop. It's like it's near football season. Yeah, I think it was Makai.
What's the series? 3-2?
It's 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2.
Going back to Boston. But I got Milwaukee winning game 5.
Yeah, Milwaukee game win 5-2.
And then I got Boston winning game 6 in Milwaukee.
Especially Giannis.
Just going 7 games.
I honestly believe if Giannis and the boys take game 5, they're not letting it get back. You seen what they did to the Suns. They know this team got that potential. They could take them out. Like Boston could take if it get back home. Yeah, it might get a little sticky.
Sticky.
Yeah. But I got Bucks and 6, like I've been saying. Of course.
I don't know. I like the Celtics. I don't like the Celtics, but I like what the Celtics have been doing. So
after all that Horford pumping and all that stuff, Giannis is responding game 5.
Oh no. I'm not gonna sit here and defend this because I ain't gonna lie. Al Horford has gained so much respect from me this entire postseason. I mean, oh my! Hey, we thought. Hey, like I said, like okay, yeah, Giannis dunked on. Giannis dunked on Al Horford, but Al Horford got that back. And then
Al Horford don't always get it back.
I think Giannis is still a strong game 5.
Al Horford don't always get it back, but you know, that's a great moment for him.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty good. He been going off this series. I can't even lie. He's been going off. All right.
He's been playing well the entire playoffs, honestly. Like
he's Tatum's second number 2 right now.
Well, I mean, it was kind of like a little overshadowed last series, you know, because Tatum and Brown was going at Kyrie and KD so much.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like
– but his defensive presence, definitely.
But when we had our initial talks about the Celtics, you know, like you guys were kind of you two in particular, I know, kind of like Al Horford, like he's not finna. And I get it; he didn't average 20.
Bro can't stay healthy, man. What's up with that?
Hey, listen, you know, but you know what? They've been doing well without
Mr. Time Lord. Trying to get up on me. I'm saying Al Horford can't guard Giannis. He still can't. I don't care. Okay, you had a great game.
But we can talk about how much the Bucks miss Chris Middleton right now. Like honestly, if they had Chris Middleton,
heard that he actually might come back if it's a game 7.
Not gonna lie to you, bro. In the back of my mind, I thought to myself like Chris Middleton might return in the series. Like I'm glad he is.
Shoot, they need that boy.
But if it goes to game 7, I got the Bucks for
sure. JB is bullying them boys. They ain't got no
fourth quarter. Bro, that dude turns into a different player fourth quarter.
That boy, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, the Suns up 80-58.
Oh, bro, they only scored 8 points in the third quarter.
So far, it's only 43 seconds left. What's up, man?
Bro, what?
Suns and 6.
I don't think this series is going 7. Yeah, I don't think it's going.
I'm like, what are y'all? Hey. Chris Paul took that personally.
Paul's having a bad game.
Oh, my God. Again? Oh, my God.
He only has 4 points, and he's 2
for 5. But how many minutes is he playing?
27.
Devin Booker doing that thing, though.
Yeah, I know. Devin Booker, he ain't playing no games.
Aiden doing that thing, too.
Aiden is?
Yeah, Aiden got 16, Bridges, 7 for 11.
Bridges, too.
Finally.
16, that's it?
What?
I've been waiting on Aiden to drop like a 30 bomb, man. On these, he big. He the biggest one on the court, ain't he? He the biggest one.
But he not that. You can tell Aiden is not that physical. Like he not. He's not. He's not no.
It's about baby. That dude's a little bitch against Giannis.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's why he need to act like a dog. Like you can't act like a dog and get some little like these little dog, these little pups. Like Giannis gonna come in there and take your lunch again.
Make it to the take finals. Your lunch again.
Nah, hey, he can. Hey, they came and took house money. That's it. I did not see that coming. I ain't gonna lie, last year.
So, hey, yeah, okay, man. Yes, say, talk to me. Okay,
can we do some predicting?
Yeah. Well, that's what we get. Yeah. We'll wrap it up.
We all got the Heat, right?
Coming okay, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Coming out what?
I don't have the Heat. I don't have as much faith, though, because I don't know. You never know.
Going to an Eastern Conference, right?
Yeah. We got the Heat. I got the Bucks.
No, let's break it down individually. Could they beat the Bucks?
Mm-mm. Oh, wait.
Now with Chris Middleton playing, I don't think the Heat have the size inside to challenge the Bucks.
They, just for whatever reason, if the Celtics beat the Bucks, could the Heat beat the Celtics?
They could, but I don't see it happening.
So you're saying Heat's most likely tickets to the finals is them playing against Celtics, right?
Who?
You said their ticket to the final is them playing against the Celtics, right?
Yes, they would need to play the Celtics. They would have to be playing against Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, not Giannis and Holiday and Middleton and Brooke Lopez and them boys. No.
I think we want Giannis.
No, I think y'all want Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and two. You feel me? Adebayo can get at Horford easy. You feel
I don't
me?
Think I don't think I want that. I'm not even gonna lie.
Tatum and Brown. I mean Tatum and Butler can be a wash. I'll respect Butler. They can be a wash. And Brown and versus. I mean, you're gonna need Hero and Robinson and Oladipo to step it up. And Oladipo for sure been playing good too. You feel me? I think y'all could get at the Celtics. Y'all could get at the Celtics for real. Like if the Celtics makes it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm a root for the Heat.
Like. Me too.
Hey, I was just talking to a Laker fan too. I don't want to mention his name, but I was just talking to a Laker fan, and I was telling him how my friend was rooting for the Celtics so much. Like
only against Boston. I mean, only against Brooklyn, bro.
I mean, I'm like, damn, you was rooting for. I'm like, damn, you might as well throw the jersey on. Like,
man. No, look. Okay, so and then if they play the Bucks, you're boy rooting for the Bucks, right, Charles?
Yeah, the Bucks will win that series in six games.
Against the Heat?
I thought, for once, I could agree with you. If they play the Celtics, I would want the Heat coming out. But if they play the Bucks, I want
to hear what he said. Yeah, y'all say the same. Like, what he said. Right.
For once, I could agree with you. You fucked up. Hey, but go ahead.
That's crazy.
But if they pay the Bucks, I would like the Bucks.
Not a Western Conference.
I want Warriors all the way, baby.
Man, that's listen. So
I think they're better than the Suns.
I think the Suns. I think this. This is Chris Ball's best chance to win a ring, bro. Okay, I thought it was last year. It's this year. This is his time.
Let me explain why, though.
Oh my god.
If Aiden was a fucking monster, bro, I would be like, oh yeah, the Suns are beating them. But as Chuck said, Aiden ain't got that dog in him.
He's supposed to be killing these boys.
And I know Draymond got that dog in him, and I know Draymond's gonna block that boy. But as I said, if Aiden for some reason turns out to be a dog, then the Suns are winning. But
okay, so let's just say in this
Chris
world,
Paul play like this.
Let's just say in you guys' world, it was Warriors Heat finals. We're gonna say Warriors Heat and Warriors Bucks.
Well, he got the Bucks. I'm the only one.
You know what I'm saying? Warriors Heat and Warriors Bucks.
Warriors winning if they play the Heat. But against Milwaukee? Oh man, I don't know, man.
I think if the Warriors
Giannis
played
too big, bro. For
I think
them.
If the Warriors played the Heat, it'd be a seven game series, and I I don't know if Golden State pulls that out. I really don't. What? I really don't, bro. Like it's.
So you think they You think they would? Okay, now what about the Bucks? You think they'll?
Nah. They're not beating the Bucks. They're not beating the Bucks. That's a five-game series.
That's what series they don't want to play, bro.
They don't. They don't want the Bucks. They don't want Giannis.
I don't want to see that in the
finals. Hey, if the Warriors make it to the finals, I hope the Bucks make it. Hey, I hope.
I really hope they don't. Ooh. That's fucked up.
Now, listen.
Allen, you know that, bro. Like,
that would be cold, bro.
Yeah, that's best. Hey, Draymond is not blocking him. And Looney's in foul trouble. Hey, I like Looney, bro. I like Looney.
Yeah, me too, but Looney's in foul trouble.
Built the wall up on him. Built the wall up on him.
You can, bro. Every other team in the playoffs right now is praying to God the Celtics win this series.
The Heat want that, bro. I don't get what y'all not, bro. We lost. We got swept last year. Like, we is not. What y'all think we gonna come in there against? Oh, six games. That's cool. No, and we stole their big dog. We is coming in. We don't care. We want them. I don't want the Celtics. I'm telling you right now. they is moving on a whole nother timeline.
You said that defense is scary.
I'm telling y'all, they got pieces. Like, and that dude Grant Williams, he low key, he sneaky good.
He's cold.
I ain't gonna lie though. This is the Celtics' best chance of going to the finals.
Bro, we can talk about that for a few teams. Celtics, Heat. Celtics, Heat, Suns. Like this is the best chance, bro.
This is it. Yeah, next year's Clippers, man.
Next year Clippers are fucking
stacked. Next year y'all can see the Clippers. Like, I don't like them either. Steve. We don't like them. I know. You can't gas
them. Yeah, I don't like them either, but man, you can't.
I'm not about to sit here and be like, look, they're gonna be the same old Clippers, second round Clippers, you feel me? Like
they went to the playoffs without Kawhi and a little bit of Paul George.
I was waiting on Mike. What are you gonna say?
A little bit of Paul George.
Hey, that's if he didn't have COVID though, no cap, the Pelicans wouldn't have made it. Pelicans or Timberwolves wouldn't have made it. Like one of them.
I ain't gonna lie. I at first, I would have rather have seen the Clippers in the playoffs than the Pelicans. But when the Pelicans have started, giving it to the Suns? I was like, damn. Like,
you don't think PG would have been doing that? That's PG.
Another thing, though. That's why I don't see the Suns that high. Because, man, they were letting the Pelicans give them some work.
Hey, no cap, though. CJ McCollum ain't no bum, though. Come on, now.
But he really did show up in that last game.
Yeah. Like,
hey, but he showed up in them two wins.
Hey, look, I think the Pelicans, if they had Zion that series.
Aiden would have been.
Oh my God. Foul out.
He would have been. That's what I'm saying. I want Zion. He looked kind of healthy last time I seen him.
And then I don't think the Suns would have had an answer for Zion.
They don't got no answer for Zion.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee. that's the only thing you can do because he's going up for the dunk.
So what if the Suns made it to the finals and they played the Heat or the Bucks or the Celtics?
I think the Heat could beat them.
Wait, what, the Warriors in the finals? Yeah. I'd be so mad if that was the finals. I would be so pissed if that was the finals, bro.
They can't.
I don't think.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna take Warriors. I feel like Warriors would beat them in six. No cap, bro.
Yeah, me too.
They start getting at them.
I think the Warriors would beat the Celtics in seven.
Yeah, I'm about to say seven.
I think it'd be seven games, that would be the finals. That would be that one Super Bowl where Tom Brady had made the Super Bowl and like. Oh, it was somebody else who I didn't want to win. Oh my God, it was just like pick them at that point, bro. I forgot, bro. it was just terrible. Like I was like, bro, I don't care
was it the Rams?
The Falcons?
I think it was the Rams. On me, I think it was the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I did not watch that one. No cap.
I was like, bro, I'm not going to do this, bro.
Because
I'm a Niners fan, bro. So it's like when the Rams make the Super Bowl, I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't want to see this. The Patriots make the Super Bowl. I don't want to see that.
What about the Patriots and Falcons? I hated that Super Bowl.
I didn't like that either because I wasn't a really big Falcons fan, but I wanted Julio to get a ring. I wanted Julio to get a ring so bad, bro. And the fact that it didn't happen really broke my heart. You feel me? Like that.
I mean, they had it. They choked.
Yep. I mean, that's what happened.
I still feel like that's on the coach. Like, come on, man. Run the ball.
But yeah, bro, back to the if the Warriors played the Celtics in the finals, I think that it'd be a 7-game series. And I think the Warriors will win. I hate to admit it, but I think they would. But if they played the Bucks or the Heat, I think they lose those series. Now, if the Suns were in the finals against those three teams, any of those three teams, then what are we talking here? Because I think the Suns lose to the Bucks again, which would be tough, which would really be tough. But I think that's I think that's a 7-game series. And I'm not so sold on the Bucks beating the Suns again. I'm really not. So I might change that pick. But if they played the Heat, oh, yeah, I got the Suns. I'm sorry. I got the Suns. Like, they played the Celtics.
I think I got the Celtics.
I would take the Celtics, Ooh. Man, that's tough. Ooh. Because Aiden's soft. If Aiden wasn't soft.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
If Aiden wasn't soft, bro, I'll have more confidence against Horford and Robert Williams.
That's why I'm saying I would have more confidence in the Suns beating the Warriors than it was up to Aiden, bro. That's the shit that makes me be like, I don't know. I don't know about them beating the Warriors.
Chuck sound like he either.
That's not me.
The fuck?
No. Yeah.
I've been here. Shit.
He instantly got on me.
But yeah, like, it's good. I mean, good playoff basketball so far.
It's been good, bro. The refs suck.
The refs are garbage.
Hey, I gotta go, y'all. But catch y'all. All right, Ryan. All right. Let me finish watching the Dallas Mavericks get blew out. You have to leave out.